That ain't hip hop album review, Earl sweatshirt, I don't like shit, and I don't go outside. Before we get into the review, make sure you go to thatainthiphop.com. It is revised. Mobile website coming soon, thanks to this man right here. Mr. Kenneth B. Inge over here, you know, shout out to him.
Full government.
I know, that's hey.
Man, you could, good, man. Yeah, you could look up KBN and our full government name.
I've always went by my full name, even when I was on radio.
Also, make sure, you know, we have fan funding, so help us get to the next level. So.
What's fan funding?
Fan funding is just a way for you guys to show your support for what we're doing. That's it. So, none of this stuff that he's talking about.
It's basically what he just said. Give us your money, nigga.
Look, I play. Look. We appreciate your support, all right? We appreciate your support, so any donation is very appreciated.
Yeah, if you don't want to buy a shirt, you can drop a few shekels in the pot, man. And shout out to everybody that has, man. I think that's really, really dope, man. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, man. So support, buy a t-shirt, fan funding, we have it all, man. And you just watching the review, we appreciate that. So back to the Dead and Hip Hop review. Earl sweatshirt, I don't like shit, I don't go outside. On Doris, I can't remember the two joints that on there that I really, 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 really like. And I remember saying that I wanted Earl to rap more like that. That's the Earl I like. But let me bring it back a little bit. Earl is the type of rapper to me that you really fuck with him or you don't. And I think that he acknowledged that in here when he was like, what'd he say? Some shit, whatever. Even girls don't like my shit. I can't remember that.
No, I know the line, but I can't think of what you're talking about.
Yeah, so I think Earl knows that he's not gonna be accepted by many. But going back to this project right here, man, this is the type of spitting that I liked off of Doris that I felt that I didn't get enough on Doris. Joints like Faucet was dope, Off Top was dope. There was another joint on there, I can't remember. It was an extremely slow beat, and it's prototypical of Odd Future sound, and it was dope. This overall project, look, I'm not gonna break, look, this motherfucker's complex as shit, but I think that this was one of them that was easily digestible. He talks about fucking weed a little bit too much. I know he has an issue with that, but I feel like he made a weed reference on every fucking song. Like, every song. But outside of that, the spitting, the flow, and even the beats, this is the shit I like from Earl. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna go break all of this shit down, but this is the shit I like from Earl. So I'm gonna give, like, more of a high-level type of shit, because I can't get too deep into a lot of these guys like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not an Earl fan like that, but I can acknowledge and be objective. And this project is dope for what Earl does, but I'm not the biggest Earl supporter or fan. But I can acknowledge when he put together a dope project. But it bumps in the whip because of the beats, but this doesn't really hold too much high replay value for me personally. But it definitely bumps. I like it overall. I'm not gonna play this again.
Earl, like, this particular album, you know, is honest, it's dark, it's depressing. You know, he's being transparent about all the stuff that he's been through. Like, he's really just putting himself out there in the open. And you know, it shows, like, a level of maturity from Earl. He's 20 now. You're talking about a guy that started when he was a teenager, got sent off, and then he came back, and the world was different, and you know, he had to adjust to the new world. Well, he did.
One fucking Encino, man, he wasn't gone that long.
But things were like different.
He came back and everything changed. Cell phones,
but no,
cars,
but no, there were some things he had to adjust to when he returned home, you know, because he was gone for a minute.
Like
2 years.
Was it that long?
Yeah, it was about two years. I think it was about 2 years. Yeah,
we had automatic soap dispensers by then.
Who's in this whole thing?
Right.
Y'all are dumb, man.
Oh, man. But yeah, man, I love that because and I loved it because, you know, he's really just like expressing himself. And you know, for a guy as creative as Earl is, you know, I appreciate that from him. And it's like he's really using, like, music as a form of therapy, you know what I'm saying? Like, to get this stuff out that he's feeling on the inside. And it's just, and it kind of, you know, helps him. I mean, I don't like shit. I don't go outside. Like, people in, you know, I mean, you guys know the relationship between depression and all this stuff. But anyway, man, I love the beats that, and I love the fact that he did most of the beats on that. I don't know if he did the whole album.
Yeah, he did all but one song. Off top, Left Brain did off top.
Okay. And I love that because, again, I think with all the different things that he was writing about, you know, he knows how it sounds. And it's, yeah, he can go out and get the appropriate beat to put over it, to rap over, but I think for him to be able to kind of take the lyrics and then to craft a beat that goes with it, you know, made it that much more interesting for me. And yeah, man, I'm not like FIFO, man. This has high replay value for me. The beats are dope, the rapping is on point, and you know, I just like hearing the things that he's talking about, man. I think this shit is dope.
I love this album. When I first, I think Grief was the like video, he made like a video for it. And when I first heard that, I was like, holy shit. Yeah, when I first heard Grief, I was like, oh man. Then I found out the title of the album, so I'm like, okay. You know, I was expecting for Earl to be on some like very darkish type shit on here. And when it started off with Huey, I was like, okay, yes. I'm like, this dude, and it's amazing sometimes with Earl, how he can be so complex but so simple at the same time with his rhyme schemes and rhyme patterns and everything. It's crazy, which I always love, because I love Doris when we review Doris, and I always love, big fan of Earl. He really feel like he's in the pocket musically wise with this album. I guess by him using his own beats, which I don't think it's my first time. Had he done some beats on this previous album? I don't remember. But anyway, I thought him doing his beats on his own album was good, which is probably why he felt so comfortable with the music, rhyming in the music and rapping over it. But yeah, Grief, what's that line he said? Stomach pains because I'm giving birth something.
Oh, shit.
Yes, I was like, dude, Earl is just he's so fucking ill, man. And I even thought the features on him was pretty okay. I thought, I'm surprised you mentioned your boy Vince Staples on Wheel on the last track, Ralph. I like him, and you know, and I always like him and Vince Staples connection.
They make a good pair.
Yeah, they make a good pair, and I thought that for him to be on that song and they finished that song off real good was cool. I thought Wiki on that track he was on, I think AM,
yeah.
AM Radio from Rat Queen. I thought his feature was pretty cool. The guy from ASAP Mob. Dash was on here.
Dame Dash
is are you
dead ass?
For real?
Yeah. I swear to God.
Oh. Mm. I thought his feature was cool. I mean, it wasn't like, oh, I think the features didn't like steal the shine from Earl, but they complimented the tracks really good. So but yeah, 10 tracks, y'all already know how I love about that. When I saw 10 tracks, I was like,
that shit was damn near an EP for me, man.
Yeah, like, it was 30 minutes.
EP is like 30 minutes, right?
Man, I love it. Yes, 30 even. I love it. I absolutely love this album from front to DNA. I love how he kind of like had different.
No bitch in my DNA.
Yeah, I like how he had different emotions too, because it wasn't like just that same old, you know, like that type of Earl that we used to. He kind of like on that song, on Mantra. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Mantra. Faucet, he gave you, you know, he gave you a little bit more energetic in his rhymes, which he didn't give you that same monotone type of Earl throughout the whole album. So I'm glad on DNA he kind of picked it up too. I'm like, man, I love it. I ain't really know as much as I can say.
He did have some energy behind it.
Yeah, he had some energy behind it, man. And for it to be a dark album too, he still gave you
right.
That dark feel, but with some energy. So I love it. I don't even know what else to say about this. I love it. It's not a non-skippable track. The replay value on this is very high for me, so.
This is actually funny, and it's a good thing we reviewed this today. Up until yesterday, I hated this album.
Mm.
I swear to God, when I first listened to this, I was, because I love Earl. I mean, Doris.
Earl, I pulled him.
I love Earl.
Come on,
what's
come
up?
Jump on this boat, baby. We gonna row together, huh?
You get closer to that age, Mike.
I know, it is. Widow's Peak, I know, it's Ken.
You getting that too?
Shut the fuck up. My hair's still good, don't worry. I listened to this because I loved Doris. Doris, I can't remember if it was in my top 5 last year, but it was definitely in my top 25. I know that for a fact. Not last year, I'm sorry, 2013.
I think it was your mid-year, I believe.
It was definitely my mid-year, yeah. But I can't remember if it made it to the end. Yeah. But yeah, it's one of my favorite albums of 2013. So I was excited to listen to this project because I didn't even know it was coming out. And then he just dropped that Grief video and I was like, okay, this shit is fucking dope. Fishy niggas, they eating off of hooks. I was like, okay, this is my shit. And then when I saw the title of the album, I was like, okay, I'm automatically gonna like this because that title is fucking perfect. And then when I started listening to it, I was like, man, this shit, what the fuck is going on? Because I think the first thing that threw me off was he changed his vocal tone. Like, he wasn't rhyming as deep as he usually does. Right. And then the production was a little bit more airy. This was dark, but it wasn't as dark as Doris. Some of the synths I didn't like. So I was like, man, something's wrong with me. I just kept listening to it. I was like, man, what the fuck? I don't like this. And then yesterday, literally yesterday, literally, I was like, I'm gonna give it one more listen before, plugged it in, and it was one of those epiphany moments. It was like, what the fuck was wrong with me for the last 2 weeks? What was I listening to?
You probably were just in a certain mood, man.
I think so. Yeah. It was just, I wasn't in the mood to hear this type of project. And this, once again, is why you do not want Dead in Hip Hop, especially me, to review a project right when it drops. Because if we reviewed this a week after it dropped,
yesterday,
I would have shit all over this project.
Yesterday.
Now, this is easily one of my favorite projects that's dropped this year. And the thing about him is I like how, like you said, I like that he chose to produce the majority of this project because this is probably his most personal project. And he's not as complex with this project as far as lyrics go. He's a little bit more direct. It didn't take a lot of coding. Like with Doris, I had to sit down and be like, what the fuck? Okay, yeah, I get it. All right, what the fuck? Okay, now I get it. With this one, it was pretty much straightforward. But Earl is still deep as far as lyrics go because there's like when he said, staring at these rabbits, whole face in the faucet. At first I was just like, okay, whatever. Then when you think rabbit hole, I was like, man, this dude is so fucking deep. And he's 21 years old. And he's one of the deepest, most complex, nicest lyricists out right now. But I'll tell you, the only track that I didn't care for was Grown Ups. I didn't like that track very much. And actually, yeah, that was the only track I didn't like. Other than that, everything else was on point. But my favorite tracks, obviously Grief was my favorite track on here. Yeah. DNA was another one, and so was Inside. And I like the DNA hook too. He's, yeah. You know, ain't no bitch in my DNA. And I don't know Nakel, but listening to that interview where he was talking about while they were recording this project, they were in the studio and Nakel heard that his boy had just died. And he was just like, I don't know what to do. And Earl was like, fucking record it. Like, do a verse. Nakel's verse wasn't the most complex or overly lyrical, but it was real.
Yeah.
It was real. And before I didn't think his verse was bad. I just kind of was just like, whatever, I don't really care. But after hearing that, it was like, wow, that makes that verse that much deeper.
Like Scarface when we did on Jay-Z shit.
Yeah, it has another dimension to it. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. But fucking Wool. Ben Staples. I'm surprised you
didn't.
Ben Staples went the fuck off. Like, and I definitely agree that their chemistry, like the one on, I don't fuck with no cops. I think their chemistry is really dope, but on this shit,
the finish it?
On this shit, bruh, yeah. On this shit,
I'm surprised.
Ben Staples blew me away. The way he was rhyming. And he was just a good man. Yeah. Ben Staples snapped. But yeah, this is a fucking fantastic project. I have to give it to Earl. And the fact that it took me 2 weeks for it to finally like click, I think that's a testament to how good of a project is because a lot of art you don't immediately look at and say, that's great art. Sometimes it takes you a while to be like, now I get it. And the fact that now I get it, I like it that much more. Because I've been listening to it for so long being like, I don't fucking get it. I'm not into it. This is not moving me. But when it clicked hard. It clicked hella hard. So yes, this shit right here. This shit right here though. I love Earl. I love that he's so fucking personal.
It's amazing how you didn't pick that up the first time. Like you didn't love it like that the first time.
No, wow. I didn't love it at all. Because I didn't like the change of sound. Oh. You know, I don't want an artist to repeat themselves. But I thought that Doris, and I still like Doris more than this. Let's get that out the way. I still like Doris more than this project. But I thought Doris was a huge progression from the Earl mixtape.
Yeah.
When I listened to this, this didn't sound like a huge progression. And it still doesn't. He's not jumping way up, and he's definitely not regressing. But I just didn't think this was a huge step forward. I just think that what he was writing about and how he chose to write about it and how he chose to put the album together
and I made me really like it. I think that's why I like this one so much, because it's for like by him using his own production.
Yeah.
I feel like he's more, it felt like he was more comfortable doing this project. Absolutely. You know, with Doris, he had different producers, different, you know, a lot of little features. Yeah, but yeah, it's still dope. But I think with this, it just, I felt like he was really, like the title, he was really somewhere dark in the basement, somewhere just creating, getting in the zone and making his album. So maybe.
Get that dark feeling of this one though. I didn't really get that dark feeling. It was dark in the scheme of other hip hop albums, but in the scheme of Earl projects, this one didn't seem as dark, because I think the keys, the synth sound he was using, were a lot more airy and a little lighter. So it made the sound a little bit easier to process. I think Doris was a lot darker than this project, but I just think the content that he used on here and what he was choosing to talk about
is what made it
feel.
But aesthetically, sonically, Doris was a lot darker sounding. Like, I think if he took this Earl and put it over Doris, you probably fucking slit your fucking wrist listening to this shit. But I can put this on in the car and still be alright.
Good album. I'm not your biggest fan. I'm just, look, man, there's people I love, there's people I think you're good. I think you're very talented. I think that this was a good project. I fuck with it. It's just, it don't have replay value for me like that, man. I'm not the biggest fan of Earl. I'm just not. But it was a great project. Great project, I can acknowledge that. It definitely bumps in the whip. The beats are hard, everything's hard. It just didn't resonate with me like that. You know what I'm saying?
I love this album, man, and I love like you were being honest and open and transparent and talking about the things that you were. And I think that that's dope. And I think that, you know, I like the fact that you're being creative and you're not just doing what other rappers are doing. Like, you're really talking about like real shit. And I think that that's something that we need more of. So, hey man, just keep doing what you're doing, bruh. And shit, that's it, man. I'm gonna wrap this up. I'm gonna toss this to Beezy 430.
Earl, I fucking love this album. This album was amazing from front to back. Love, shout out to you on the production as well. I thought you fit your own beats well. You was very comfortable. You found your pocket real well in your songs, your songwriting, everything. I love this album front to back. That's all I gotta say. I support it. Support everything you do. You haven't made a bad project that I haven't. You haven't made a project that I haven't liked yet. So keep up the great work.
You've done 3 for 3 as far as I'm concerned. I have never heard a less than stellar Earl verse. And at this point, I've never heard a less than dope Earl project. So, and I like that. I think everybody said this so far except for him. I like that you used your own beats and that you crafted an album that because you know how you wanted this to sound. You know how you wanted to craft these songs. And you know, no one knows better than you the story that you want to tell. And I think with this album, you really told a story, and I think that you did it very well. And man, shit, I don't even know what else to say. The lyrics you put down, the way you flow, the way you sound over beats, for being a 21-year-old dude, man, you are a fucking, I don't even know what's the word, prodigal son or some shit, or we don't know what's the word. Have a Kim moment too.
We're gonna let you hang out there.
Man, I know, what's the fucking word?
That's twice in a day, Mike. I'm gonna get you some.
Oh my God. I can't think of the word right now, but you're that word. You're the shit. You're the shit. I'll right. Say that. Keep it simple, man. Rap talk. You're the shit, dog. So yeah, keep doing your thing, man.